B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Let's talk to some people here. We're talking about weird things you need to go to sleep, noises and stuff like that, your little nighttime routine. Everyone's weird, you know? 833-973-0969, all right? Let's talk to, who's this? April. Hi, April.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
You're a grown woman, right?
I am.
A grown adult. And what do you need to go to bed, madam?
So, I'm 34 years old, and 34 years ago when I was born, a neighbor made a blanket for my mother and brought it to the hospital. So, I have been sleeping with it every single night, and its name is called Scuzzy. And I bring it when I travel. I cannot sleep without it. And my sister said to me, you know, when you get married, are you going to hang it up? Nope, absolutely not. I have to sleep with it.
My God.
What does it look like?
Yeah.
Does it smell?
No, I wash it sometimes, okay. But it's not even a blanket anymore. It's like a rag. Like, it's tied together. It used to be like a huge knitted blanket, and now it's just like a rag.
Didn't recently a lot of people on TikTok, they were showing their blankets they still sleep with, and some of them look like strings.
And by the way, it does smell. You just don't notice the smell.
Right. That's why I asked. A lot of people, that's why they hold on to it, because of that smell. So I'm like, if you wash it, you're getting rid of the smell.
Mike, you are a weirdo.
But you got to hear the backstory first, and then it's not so much.
Okay, so can I say what it is, or do you want to lead into it?
Yeah, go ahead. So, you can go ahead and say the whole thing.
Okay, so Mike, in order to fall asleep, he's married. He needs to rub his wife's ears.
What?
Okay, what's the backstory on this?
When I was a baby. I was born early, and so I'd get fussy and stuff, like once I was out of the incubator and at home with my parents, and my mother would rub my ears. So when I grew up, like, that was the only thing that could get me to go to sleep. Aww. So my brothers, like, whoever. See, women tend to like it.
That's
after
cute.
They do that,
I think
but
that's cute.
It would drive my wife insane at first. Actually, ex-wife, so I don't know if that's a part of it.
Wait, you said you have to rub her ears or she rubs your ears?
I rub her ears. Or anybody's ears.
But see, that doesn't mean
he just transferred it. It started from them rubbing
if
his ears.
I get nervous,
love that.
Anything like that. Yeah. Anything nervous like that. And then when I was asleep at my mom's, you know, like the beeper for the smoke detector?
Yep.
Telling me to change it? Yeah. If the thing was going off, the battery, like if you put a new battery in, I couldn't sleep. I'd have to have that stupid beep.
He needs
I hate that.
He needs the alert.
Beep. That beep is so annoying.
And especially like when you don't know which freaking fire alarm it's coming from. That's hilarious. All right, let's do one more here. Tina, what do you need to go to sleep?
I definitely need sex before bed. Not to sound like a perv, but when I'm in a relationship, I like to get tired. I like to get tired before I go to bed, and that's what does it for me.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
I need that. I wouldn't say every night, but there are times that I'm like, listen, I'm feeling a little restless.
Can't sleep, then,
you got to put me out. So what do you do to your husband if he's not in the mood? Wait, are you married?
No, I have a boyfriend. I just start rubbing his leg, and then I gradually go to that spot and work on it. And
good for you.
Before I know it, something's going on.
Yes, sir. Very nice.
Something's happening. Something.
That is like,
and it just makes the day a whole lot better.
Hell yeah. That is so much better than you rubbing his ears.
Showing off with all your sex.
All right. Well, what did you hear yesterday that people love to fall asleep to, Melissa?
I was trying to take a nap. It was around noontime, which is like normally my nap time. And right outside my apartment window, these a-holes every Tuesday at noon will blowing leaves. Blowing leaves. Listen.
So loud,
right outside my window. And when I tell you, this thing went on for 2 hours. 2 full hours. So I recorded some of it and I put it on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
I got a DM from this guy named Josh. He was like, My wife would be out cold. She absolutely loves the sound of leaf blowing and loves going to sleep to leaf blowers. I was like, what? He said, yep, I don't get it. She finds it relaxing.
There are certain sounds, though, that it works. I'm telling you. Leaf blow is a little too loud for me.
Yes. Yeah.
But, like, now, and I have, I would say for the past several months, I started falling asleep to different sounds. So I have all these apps.
Yeah.
And, like, well, my number one favorite is rain. I love the sound of rain. It knocks me out.
I can get behind that.
It's such a great one. Oh. I'm going to be out.
Good night, fellas.
Good night.
Is there an app? What app do you use?
I have several. I have, like, there's one called Insight. I use the Calm app. Like, there's a few different ones. Then there's this one. Have you heard of Pink Noise? I know you've probably heard of White Noise.
Pink Noise.
No.
Pink Noise. It's like
White Noise my daughter uses to fall asleep.
Different. Yeah.
I don't know either one. What is it?
Well, White Noise is like static, basically.
Yeah, it's like static or a fan or something like that. And the way that I've heard Pink Noise described as, it's like White Noise with bass.
Yeah.
So it's a little deeper.
This is Pink Noise?
Yeah.
This is Pink Noise? This sounds like a really, really turned up TV.
I put it pretty loud, and it's right next to me.
I think it sounds like a waterfall.
I love it. Yeah, and that's kind of you know.
Okay. Like Niagara Falls, kind of waterfall. I feel like it's what it sounds
this
like.
This is more ocean waves if you're looking for it.
Oh, doesn't that just remind you of vacation?
Oh, I see where you are. Okay, let's see.
Oh.
I have a question, though. Pebs, when you listen to these, right, is it something that has, is it on a loop and it just plays all night? Or is it just like an hour? And
well,
you
can
asleep?
Set a timer. So I usually set it. Before, I used to be longer, like an hour, but now I'm down to a half an hour. And then I'm knocked out by the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Little campfire.
Oh, campfire. That's another classic.
Nice.
That's
very nice.
One.
Most of this is for your friend right here. It's a chainsaw. Maybe they like that sound. This is for our friend Tina, who called up about the sex.
That sounds like he's being attacked by a chainsaw, not sex.
sounds like Tina put it on him.
With a chainsaw.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.